Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22, a look at a famous moment or play in Eagles history through the eyes of coaching tape, where you see all 22 players. Mike, Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys wind up the regular season this week, but one game still stands out, and that was a game against the Dallas Cowboys, coached by Barry Switzer.
They stopped him again.
They did.
I can remember your calls from that game so vividly. You're screaming how they stopped him again, and then you go into, it's Groundhog Day. And that was the perfect call for that situation, because that defense at that moment played as well as you've ever seen defenses in a short yardage situation. Let me show you exactly what we're talking about.
With just 2 minutes left in the game, the Eagles stopped Dallas on third down to bring it to fourth and one from the Dallas 29-yard line. With the game tied at 17, Dallas coach Barry Switzer had a decision to make. Punt into the wind and give the Eagles a short field, or go for it on fourth down. As seconds ticked off of the clock, Dallas came up in a goal line package with two backs and three tight ends. This would be a Dallas bread and butter play, a play they called load left, with fullback Moose Johnson leading the way for the Hall of Fame running back Emmitt Smith. Two players helped make that play. First, look at Mike Mamula push the blocker right into the path of Emmitt Smith. Next, you got Bill Romanowski shooting downhill and meeting Moose in the hole at the line of scrimmage for the stop and no gain. The Eagles celebrate, but not for long, because the refs announced that the ball was not snapped in time, and that the play would have to be replayed after the two-minute warning. So, one final time, the teams line up fourth and one again with 2 minutes left in the game, tied at 17. And the Cowboys call the same play again, load left with Emmitt Smith behind Moose Johnson. Troy Aikman takes the snap and watch Bill Romanowski again explode downhill, blow up Moose Johnson at the line of scrimmage. In the next gap over, Andy Harmon defeats the block of left tackle Mark Tuane, and he's the first to make contact with Smith in the backfield. Danny Stubbs, Kurt Govea, and Mike Mamula all join in the fray, and it's a party in the backfield as the Eagles stop them once again on fourth and one to set up a Gary Anderson game-winning 42-yard field goal and an Eagles victory.
What actually happened was the Cowboys had run that play with a handoff to Emmitt Smith, and the Eagles stopped them.
Right.
And Stan Waters was doing the color at the time, and we were analyzing what they would do because the officials had blown that play dead. They said the two-minute warning had come before they ran the play. I figured maybe they'll go to Jay Novacek this time. Inexplicably, Barry Switzer calls for the ball back, the same play
same
to
play.
Emmitt Smith. I had taken my kids to see Groundhog Day, the movie with Bill Murray, where everything keeps repeating itself a day before, and so that's what happened. I'd stop it again. It's Groundhog Day. They stopped them again.
That's perfect.
Old School All 22 is presented by Santander.